Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 2, Episode 14. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube. Please download, subscribe, comment, like, and tell someone else about Shawnee's Prayer. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture. Coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father God, for another day, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for another day that you have kept us, oh God. Another day that you have blessed us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Another day, Father God, that you have blessed us with the ability to be able to see, with the ability to be able to hear, with the ability to be able to move, with the ability to be able to taste, with the ability to be able to touch, Father God, with the ability to be able to speak, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, someone may not have one of those things, Father God, or they may not be able to do a couple of those things, Father God, but even in that, they are still blessed, Father God, because they have the ability to do something, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come and ask your Father God to look down upon each and every person who feel like they're going through a lot of pressure, Father God. They're feeling pressed on every side, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and they don't know how much more they can take, Father God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will help them with the pressure that they're experiencing, Father God. Release the pressure off of them, Father God. Release the pressure off of their chest, Father God. Release the pressure off of their body, Father God. Release the pressure off of their mind, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, maybe the pressure, Father God, has turned into inflammation in their bodies, Father God. Release them of that inflammation. Maybe that pressure has turned into pain, Father God, in their bodies. Release them of that pain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, maybe that pressure has turned into depression or anxiety, Father God. Release them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Release them from unforgiveness, Father God. Release us from all generational curses, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I come and ask you, Father God, to look down upon every person right now in the name of Jesus. You know every situation, Father God. You know every circumstance, Father God. You know those that are holding on, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You know those that are holding on to your throne, Father God. Those who are holding on to the hem of Jesus' garment. Those that's holding on to your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I come and ask you, Father God, to look down upon those that's holding on to the altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Someone is holding on with all that they have, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and they're praying to ask you not to allow them to slip away, Father God. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will turn every situation around for us, Father God. Lord God, someone someone needs you financially, Father God. I don't care what anyone says, Father God. We need money, Father God, because we can't live without money, Father God. We can't pay bills without money, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray and ask you, Father God, that you will supply each and every person who needs money, Father God. They need money, Father God, that you will bless them with the money that they need, Father God, so that they can buy what they need to buy, Father God, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, Father God, whether it's to pay a bill, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Maybe it's to get their vehicle fixed. Maybe someone needs to buy a new vehicle, Father God. Whatever the situation is, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will make a way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all those that dwell therein. Father God, we all belong to you. Everything on this earth belongs to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will release everything that we need, Father God. Release every good and perfect gift, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, so look down upon each and every person who needs an answer from you on today. Someone who's been praying, they've been fasting, Father God, and they've been asking your questions, Father God, and they need an answer, Father God. They need guidance, Father God. They need direction, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you will answer them, oh God, and answer them in a way that they can understand, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for each and every person, Father God, who needs you to direct their path, Father God, that you will step in, Father God, and that you will guide them, Father God. Someone wants to know whether they should move, oh God, out of state, Father God, out of country, Father God, but they want to be in your will, Father God. Lord God, make it plain, Father God. Tell them where to go, Father God. Someone is asking you, Father God, whether it is time for them to leave their home church, Father God, and to go somewhere else, Father God, but they don't want to church hop, Father God. If it's time, Father God, for them to vacate, Father God, their membership, Father God. Tell them where to go, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, guide them and direct them in all truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Someone is asking you whether they should marry someone, Father God, or not, Father God. They're asking you, Father God, to reveal it to them, oh God, whether they should marry, Father God, that man, whether they should marry that woman, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will give them the answer, Father God, not the answer that they want to hear, Father God, but the answer that comes directly from you, Father God, and allow them to take heed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to remember every soul out here, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, those that are in lifestyles that's not pleasing unto thee, Father God, those that may be doing anything, Father God, that's not pleasing unto thee, oh God, I pray, Father God, that you will reveal it, Father God, make it plain, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we get so caught up in our own flesh. Sometimes we get so caught up in our own thoughts. Sometimes we get so caught up in what we think and what we feel and how we feel and what we think should happen, Father God. But allow us to get caught up in your truth, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Allow us to get caught up in the truth of your word, Father God. Help us not to take out stuff from your word. Help us not to add stuff to your word. Help us to know that we're going to be held accountable for that, Father God. But Father God, help us to take your word, Father God, as it pertains to us, Father God. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to take heed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for deliverance. Someone needs deliverance on today, yeah. Lord God, you know what they they need deliverance from, Father God. There's so many things that people are caught up in, Father God, that they need to be delivered from, oh God. So I come and ask you, Father God, that you will deliver them on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, that you will watch over each and every person, Father God, who is just going through but feeling sad, Father God. They're just feeling sad. They feel like they don't never have enough money. They can never go on a vacation. They can never buy themselves anything. They can never get their hair done. They just feel down on themselves, Father God. I pray that you will lift that person's spirit up, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, send a miracle that person's way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, send a blessing with that person's name on it, their way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for all those who are in the military, Father God. I pray for their souls, Father God. I pray that you will cover them and protect them, Father God. I pray for their family members, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as they wait, Father God, and they pray, Father God, and they hold on, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, counting the days down, Father God, counting the weeks down, Father God, counting the hours and the minutes and the seconds down when they will see their loved ones again, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all the things that's happening in this world, Father God. There's so much unrighteousness that's happening in this world, Father God. There's so much sin that's happening in this world, Father God. There's so much, Father God, evil that's happening in this world, Father God. But Lord God, we know that you are greater. We know greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. Father God, we know that we have the victory. We know, Father God, that Jesus has already overcome the world. So we are overcomers. We know we can overcome anything as long as we got God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost by our side. Lord God, continue to cover us. Continue to shield us. Continue to be our buckler. Continue to be our refuge, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, I come and ask you, Father God, to watch over every child, Father God, who's going back to school, who's already started school, Father God. Lord God, keep them, Father God, from predators, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus, from any teacher looking at them in a sexual way, Father God. Lord God, keep them from any type of molestation, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, keep them, Father God, from getting their hands on any kind of drug, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, keep them from bullying, Father God. Keep them from being bullied, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Watch over every classroom, Father God. Watch over every educator, Father God. Watch over, Father God, all of those, Father God, who are there to help the teachers and help the students, Father God. Watch over the guidance counselors. Watch over the school nurse, Father God. Watch over the vice principal and the principal, Father God. Watch over the cafeteria workers, the janitorial staff, Father God. Watch over all the babies that's in daycare, Father God. Watch over all those in pre-K and kindergarten. Remember all those in first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade, Father God. In the name of Jesus, watch over all those students, Father God. In the name of Jesus, allow learning to come easy to them, oh God. Help them to be able to retain what they are taught, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and help the parents, Father God, who have to help their children with their homework, Father God, and they have been out of school for many decades, Father God. Give them the intellect that they need, Father God. Help them, Father God, to be able to pick it up, Father God, so that they can help their child, Father God, so that they won't feel defeated, Father God, in the name name of Jesus, Father God. Remember every single parent out there, Father God. Remember, Father God, every household with two parents, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Remember every parent, Father God, that's struggling in their parenting, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Teach them, Father God, how to raise their child or their children, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, what may work for one person may not work for someone else. So I pray, Father God, that you will guide and direct each and every parent, Father God, how to raise their child up in the way that they should go. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray that you will protect every child. I pray that every child is able to get food to eat, Father God, that they are able to get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that there will be peace in every household, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that every child will be able to get a good night's rest, Father God. I pray that they don't go to sleep in terror. I pray they don't go to sleep in fear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you will cover them and protect them. I pray that you will allow them to wake up, Father God. Allow them to have clean water, Father God. Allow them to have hot water, Father God, so that they can bathe themselves, Father God. Allow them to have clean clothes, Father God, to put on, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Allow them to be able to brush their teeth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Allow them to be able to do their hair, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you will guide them and direct them and protect them, Father God. Whether they take the school bus, Father God, whether they take public transportation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, whether they wait, Father God, they walk to school, whether they ride the motorcycle to school, whether they ride their bicycle to school, whether they rollerblade to school, whether they skateboard to school, whether they drive to school, Father God, however they get to school, Father God, whether they're being dropped off by a parent, I pray that you will watch out over them. I pray that you will protect them. I pray that you will cover them in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Father God. I pray for those parents who have to drop their kids off early, even before the school is open, and the children have to be out there wee hours in the morning, Father God, all alone. I pray that you will have a hedge of protection around them, Father God. I pray that you would dispatch, Father God, your angels around them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Allow no hurt, harm, or danger to come their way, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I just pray and ask you, allow this to be a blessing year, Father God, for the students, for the educators, Father God. Allow this to be a prosperous year for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Look down upon those who are struggling, Father God, with dyslexia, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Look down upon those, Father God, who may have been diagnosed, Father God, with autism, Father God. Look down upon those who may have been diagnosed with ADHD, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, or with ADD, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that you will watch out over them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give the teachers the patience that they need, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give their classmates the patience that they need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I honor you, Father God. Lord God, I glorify you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for every test that they have to take, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will allow them to pass it, Father God. I pray for those who have to take Regents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, RCTs, Father God, or DCPs, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that have to take SATs, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those that will be getting their driver's permit, Father God, I pray for those that will get their driver's license, Father God. I pray that you will cover them in the blood. Allow them to know that driving is serious, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, just watch over all the children, Father God. Father God, they can be a teenager. Watch out over them, oh God. They can be a young adult. Watch out over them, Father God. They can be in college, Father God. Watch out over them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, protect them, Father God. And protect those who don't have a voice. Those who can't speak up for themselves, Father God. Breathe their mouths, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you. Lord God, I just praise you. Lord God, I honor you and I glorify you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you is my prayer for you and your family. God bless you.